This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yes, hello. Good to be with you.
Hey, we have gotten tremendous response. We've really gotten good response this year in the middle of summer at any not-for-profit organization that depends on donors to stay, in our case, on the air. Donations always go down in the summer months. It's just a fact of life. And so every year we send out a little reminder letter to people to, you know, if you like listening to Catholic Radio and you want to help us stay on the air, please, you know, send us a donation. So we sent out several thousand of those letters. They went out middle of July. And if you got one of those and have responded, well, thank you very, very much. If you got one of those and have just kind of set it on the dresser or set it someplace where you're with your bills to be paid at some future point, that's great too. But if you haven't responded yet, please see if you can find that and mail in a contribution. There should be a reply envelope with it and everything. If the envelope isn't there, the address is on the form anyhow. So one way or the other, you'll be able to get it. If you lost the letter, shame on you. If you lost the letter or
you can go to our webpage, right?
Or didn't get one at all, you can indeed go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. CatholicRadioIndy.org. And make a donation there. You can make a one-time donation there. Or if you can do it, it really, really, really helps us a bunch if you can set up a recurring donation. Doesn't have to be a bunch. Doesn't have to be a bunch. You'd be surprised if you say, well, I'd like to help Catholic Radio, but I can't give them hundreds and hundreds of dollars, even though they may need it. But I could do like $25. Well, if you make that $25 a month, that becomes $300 over the course of a year. So that is a very generous gift. If you can do that, you can do that on our website real easily. It's just under the donate button there. You'll see it. And you can set up a recurring gift of whatever amount you want. Maybe it's $5 or $10 or $20, whatever it is. It does add up over the course of a year and helps us out a whole bunch. So that's it. CatholicRadioIndy.org. Or, of course, you can always call us at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
Well, Jim, we actually have a really great guest. I say that about all our guests, but all of our guests are really great. I actually happen to know this guest personally. Our guest is Teresa Chambly. She is the Director of Social Concerns for Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
And we always joke about how people from the Archdiocese, actually a lot of Catholic people, have these really, really long titles.
Yes,
you know
do.
What I mean?
Yes, because we have many functions within the many roles that we play.
Well, I'm sure to us at Catholic Radio, we think of the Catholic Center as being that great big place down at 14th and Meridian there with hundreds of people working in it. That might be an exaggeration.
Yeah.
But a bunch of people in it, but yet really, with all the different ministries and all of the different things that you do, I'm sure that you've all got plenty of jobs there.
Yeah. It stretches us, but it's really rewarding. So
I want to talk about what exactly do you do? What is your role of social concerns, the director of social concerns?
Well, actually, it's a new position. Even though I've been with Catholic Charities for about 8 years, I started out part-time and just kind of kept growing in my position. But we really didn't have anyone who was kind of overseeing social concerns and kind of representing the Archdiocese to be a support to parishes. So last year, we kind of looked at how we can structure this, and we developed the social concerns position. So really, it's doing everything that I was already doing, mm-hmm. but we added a couple new ministries to it and just kind of renamed it, mm-hmm. So that, like I said, parishes know they have a support, mm-hmm. you know.
Now, when you say social concerns. What are some of those things?
Sure. It's really representing a lot of the USCCB offices. I work under Catholic Charities, and our newest ministry, what we're going to talk about today, is Parish Social Ministry. But I also represent Catholic Relief Services, Justice for Immigrants. We're going to be starting, hopefully soon, a new anti-trafficking ministry within the diocese, Catholic Campaign for Human Development, and then anything that ever falls under the USCCB thinks is important at this time that we need to address, we'll take that on and we'll make sure it's represented in the Archdiocese.
I mean, it's really amazing when you look and you think about how much Catholic Charities does.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so huge and they do so much. It's just amazing. So I want to talk about this new thing that is getting launched called Parish Social Ministry. What exactly is that?
Well, you just mentioned Catholic Charities does so much. We have within the Archdiocese, we have five different Catholic Charities agencies that are spread out around the Archdiocese, and they each do so many things.
What will you tell us what those agencies are?
Yeah.
since you mentioned it?
Sure.
Now I want to know what's on the list.
Right. So we have Catholic Charities Indianapolis, and that's probably our largest, and we do everything. So we're St. Elizabeth, so with adoption, and we do a lot with our elderly as well, with senior companions. And then we, of course, have the Refugee and Immigration Department. We have our counseling. We do the crisis office, where we do the Christmas store, just tons of things there.
I want to make a point. It seems like, well, you don't have to be Catholic to receive.
Absolutely.
To be cared for.
Mm-hmm.
And helped through Catholic Charities. And I think sometimes people don't know that. Just like our Catholic hospitals, you don't have to be Catholic to be the good analogy. So that's a really, and I would say probably, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm guessing a low percentage of people are Catholic that come. They don't ask to see, can we have your Catholic card when you show
that's
up
right.
for help, right?
That's right, right. We have a motto of serving all, because they're Catholic, but because we're Catholic. And so, yeah, and so the other agencies that we have is Catholic Charities Bloomington, which they focus mostly on counseling services there. We have our Catholic Charities Terre Haute, where we have a very large food bank there. We have our Rives. We have a family shelter there, Rives Youth Center there. That's what I was about to say. Just a lot of different things that we offer there in Terre Haute. It's a very large agency as well. Then we have Catholic Charities New Albany, which is St. Elizabeth. We pretty much, it's known down there as St. Elizabeth. And they pretty much, if you ever get a chance to go down there to visit their offices, they pretty much own the street. They bought a lot of the different houses there, and they are houses for women to stay in when they are either homeless or they need a place to stay while they're pregnant. We do a lot with CASA down there, and if you're not familiar with CASA, that is, I admire the people that volunteer for CASA. That is when a child needs an advocate. They are in the court system, and no one is speaking on their behalf. And so you literally have these 7-year-old, 8-year-old little children maybe sitting there in the court behind this desk having things decided for them. So CASA is volunteers that come in, and they advocate on behalf of that child who's in the system. So they do a lot of that down there as well. So.
Now, I know I lived in Terre Haute for 10 years, and Catholic Charities there isn't just another charity there. I mean, the whole city knows where Catholic Charity is and all about it there. It's a big thing in Terre Haute there. And that's where they have the youth center too, right?
The Rives Youth Center, and they are just so much with just youth in general, but a lot of homeless youth as well. I mean, they're just pivotal there in the community. And I have to mention, before I forget, because I'll get reamed if I don't, we have a wonderful Catholic Charities Tell City well. It's a smaller agency, but they do tremendous work down there in Tell City. So
if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Teresa Chambly. She is the Director of Social Concerns for Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And we're going to be talking about Parish Social Ministry. What is this new launch or this new program? And I know the Archbishop is going to be speaking August 25th.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us whatever you want to tell us about it.
Sure. So Catholic Charities does a great job with a lot of direct services that we provide. But we understand that there is so much need beyond where we can reach as well. And, you know, within our Catholic faith, it's all of our responsibility to love our neighbor. I mean, we have so many wonderful scriptures about that. But it's part of who we are as Catholics, and it is part of living our faith fully is part of parasocial ministry is helping people understand how to live their faith fully, I should say, in the sense of partaking in the sacraments, the gospel, and service, and living those three. And so parasocial ministry is about supporting parishes in what they do within their service ministries. And I was mentioning a little earlier to someone that we do a great job in the Archdiocese of supporting our schools and supporting our catechesis, our religious education teachers, our youth ministers. We do a wonderful job, but we haven't always done a great job in supporting our parishes and the service ministries that they do. So not only in the hands-on ministry they do, but also in their spiritual formation too, that people have a connection that it's not, service is not separate from going to Mass on Sunday. Service is not separate part of our faith, like we just check off a box when we give a can of soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how can we be engaged and how God is calling us to be engaged and within our parishes and our community. So parasocial ministry is about supporting parishes in that so they don't feel like they have to reinvent the wheel. They don't feel like they have to do this alone. And it's a great networking tool. Already we're seeing parishes going, I had no idea that there was this ministry going on, let's say in Terre Haute. And now this parish in Connersville is able to connect with Terre Haute and look at if this is a ministry that they can do in their community. Is this what is needed? Is this going to be fruitful? That kind of thing.
I can't believe it's, we just need to take a quick break and we'll be right back with you to talk some more about parish social ministry and Catholic Charities. Stay tuned.
I've got the spirit.
Catch the spirit of 100% Catholic spirit programming right here on Catholic Radio Indy. Offerings from EWTN, Daily Mass and Rosary, and local down programming like Faith in Action, Catholic Jukebox Indiana, and Dialogo Católico. The spirit of the church is on air, online at CatholicRadioIndy.org, and now on your mobile device with our free app. Join us to listen, learn, and spread the word. Catch the spirit of Catholic Radio Indy.
It seems like no matter what you need, there's an app for that. Some are pretty silly and superfluous. Some are serious business. But apps have made smartphones the handiest tools ever created. Catholic Radio Indy has a free app so you can hear Catholic Radio perfectly wherever you go. On your phone or your tablet, inside or outside your home, office or car, even down the basement. The apps are free. Just visit your app store and search Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy
gives so much hope to those who need it.
It's kind of a bright, shining star in the radio today.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm here with my guest, Teresa Chambly, who is the Director of Social Concerns with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And Teresa, you're actually a Steubenville grad, and I always get excited. I'm not a Steubenville grad, but I'm always excited when I talk to Steubenville grads because it's just so awesome to see the fruit of that school mm-hmm. being worked out in, you know, your faith and in our church mm-hmm. community. So maybe talk a little bit about yourself and your experience there and maybe how you ended up in this type of ministry.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a Franciscan University grad. My husband is also a grad from there. We met there.
Holy rock and marriage, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. When you get those Steubenville grads together.
That's right.
And you have, how many children do you guys have?
We have six.
That's awesome.
We have six children, yeah.
We're on Facebook together, so we've kind of kept track, even though we've lost track.
Our families grow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have six children, three girls, three boys. My oldest is 17.
The Brady Bunch.
I know, right? Right? It's wonderful. My oldest is 17, and which is hard to believe, isn't that, Bridget?
Yeah, very much so.
And then my youngest is 5. So she's the one that keeps me young because I don't age, they age, but I don't. But yeah, so, you know, I've always, you were saying, you know, or maybe a little bit of my faith walk in the sense of You know, Steubenville was a wonderful university for helping me become more grounded in my faith and experience a lot more with my faith than maybe I experienced growing up as a cradle Catholic within my parish. So, you know, I always had a love for people. I always had a love for kind of the underdog and especially for the homeless. I always liked to volunteer as a kid within different soup kitchens and shelters. And it's just, you know, I almost felt more comfortable with those who kind of were down on their luck for whatever reason. I felt there was more humanness in a way, if that makes sense there. Mm-hmm.
And real. They're real.
Yeah, right. You see such vulnerability there, you know. And so, yeah, you know, I don't have like this, God just kept opening doors. Mm-hmm. And I just sometimes would run through them and sometimes reluctantly walk through it looking behind my shoulder. But mm-hmm. I kind of found myself in the role I am in now by accident. So it must have been what God wanted me to do. And I keep saying I'll keep doing it until he closes the door. And that's okay, too. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I ended up in this role. I never thought, to be honest with you, Bridget, that I would be in social concerns in the role that I am. But I'm really glad God led me down this path because I learned a lot. You know, I had a lot of preconceived notions about different things within the world, and it helped kind of take that away. It kind of helped me see really Christ and so many people that before, when they were far away from me, you know, it was easier to put them in a box. Mm-hmm. You know, so
I think that's true of anybody. Yeah. You know, and until you really have that experience one-on-one with people, that you really see things in a different light, your eyes are opened in a way.
Yeah.
So talk about, there is an event coming up with the Archbishop on August 25th. What is that event? And tell us about, I'm guessing you're launching the parish social ministry. Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what it is. We really kicked off parish social ministry as a new ministry for Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese this past fall, in the sense of letting parishes know that it was available, and this is going to be growing. One thing that I really kept emphasizing in the beginning to parishes and to pastors and parish staff and volunteers and things is that this will be a growing ministry, and it'll be constantly changing because the needs of the church will constantly be changing, and the needs of parishes, because we joke within the diocese, you've seen one diocese, you've seen one diocese. What's mm-hmm. the same with parishes? You've seen one parish, you've seen one parish.
Right.
And so this will be a growing ministry, but this is the official kickoff, is August 25th, and it is kind of like a parasocial ministry 101 type of day. Our keynote speaker is Archbishop Thompson. He's really excited about this ministry because, like I mentioned earlier, there's great support for so many within our diocese between teachers and catechists and youth ministers and things along those lines. But we now have this opportunity to be a great support to those within the, who do service, within service ministry type, within parishes.
So, now, at this event you're talking about, is this a day-long event?
So it runs from 9 to 2:30, kind of day-long, yes.
And what's going to go on at the day? What's the day going to look like if somebody...
So we'll have our keynote from Archbishop Thompson, and he asked me, so what do you want me to talk about? And I said, well, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you, but if the Holy Spirit's leading you in this direction, I would love for you, because a big part of parasocial ministry is tying in the spirituality of it. So please, if he could connect, and he said that he'd be willing to do this, and he's great at this kind of talks, but to connect service and spirituality and the importance of it. And then we're going to have the parasocial ministry kind of 101. So there's so much, so many different angles you can take. So this is going to be a synopsis. And what I'm going to let people know, though, is that since every parish is going to have different needs, the resources that we'll be covering, very kind of like these soundbite type resources mm-hmm. in a way, they'll find online. So they can download. So if they're having an issue with, we need more volunteers. We've got 5 people doing everything within our parish.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we recruit and invite and retain more volunteers? Well, there will be a resource for them for that. So and then there's going to be some table work, I'd like to call it, that for them to kind of some questions to reflect upon okay, where's the what is the dynamics of our parish right now? What are we doing? Or are we called to do more? One thing, and then we'll also have a panel discussion. We have three ministries that I want to highlight that some parishes are doing that they just kind of started up grassroots, and they're doing a phenomenal job. And I want to be able to highlight them to show parishes that this is kind of how you do it, and this is how you engage more people, and this is what works, and this is what didn't work. So it's kind of just kind of a networking type thing.
So who should come to this event? I mean, is it open to anybody, or is it
absolutely
targeted? Okay, so tell.
Yeah, so I mentioned on my little flyer that you know, priests, deacons, parish staff, parish volunteers, anyone, and then I said anyone who is interested in social concerns, or anyone is interested in just serving those around them through ministry. So
now there's one other question I have. So when I was kind of reading through, learning a little bit more about this ministry, I kind of felt like really everything we do at the parishes, yeah, kind of under this umbrella, is this kind of a way to bring it all together a little bit better, you know, like, cause you know, you have your pro-life people over here, and then you have maybe your soup kitchen people over here. I mean, that sounds maybe bad, but you know what I'm saying?
I do.
And that kind of maybe to integrate our parishes better, is it kind of a way to bring people more together in terms of the overall teaching, social teaching of our faith?
Yes.
Am I on target with that? Or
you are on target. So that's really a big part of it. Now, a lot of parishes already have something maybe established, like they have an outreach committee or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it's not to tell them that they have to do something different, but it's about helping grow what they're already doing. But then there are parishes that really are starting from scratch. And so there's some models available that they can do and kind of adapt. And It's exactly what you said, is that we have so many people doing so many wonderful things. St. Vincent de Paul, oh my gosh, they are phenomenal. We have so many soup kitchens and different types of ministries, Thanksgiving-type ministries. But what I'm hearing from a lot of parishes is that even though we have all these ministries and we're doing good work, we work in silos.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we connect all of us together? So how can the pro-life group, those who are doing, for instance, was involved for years with Gabriel Project. So
mm-hmm.
how can Gabriel Project, through communication, know what St. Vincent de Paul is doing? And in a way, how can they support each other in
yeah.
what they're doing? And so how can maybe the soup kitchen within the parish support St. Vincent de Paul? So it's a lot about communication, in the sense of we're not trying to take anything away from certain ministries, but how can we work more effectively and support each other? And then in the parish, be able to help people integrate it into religious ed, into RCIA, into, you know, the different ministries. So they're not within the schools, so that it's not this, we're all supporting each other. We're all just one big happy family.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So, is there a cost associated with it, or where can they find out more information?
Sure.
if they want to come out to this event? I mean, I'm actually thinking I really want to come out to,
oh,
come
we'd love
this,
to have you.
Because it would be very interesting.
Well, Catholic Radio will actually have a table there, so we're really excited about that. And then
maybe I'm working that table, Jim. You didn't tell me about this.
And then
you find out about things, you know, very, yeah. very interestingly.
Yep, that's called the Catholic world. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But you can go online at archindy.org/Catholic Charities. If there's a drop down there, social concerns.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there. They can also get in touch with me, and I'll give my phone number, which is 317-236-1404, to get more information. But they can go to register, and it's a long registration site. So, but it's archindy.org, Parish Social Ministry Gathering, and they can register there. We do ask that you register because there is a $15 charge, and that's only to cover lunch and the coffee and donuts in the morning. If people are not able, if that's something that you're not able to do, that is perfectly fine too. Just contact me.
Now, did we mention where this is going to be taking
place?
Yes.
So
my next question.
That's a really great question. Right?
Where are we?
Yeah. So it is going to be at Holy Name Parish, which is in Beech Grove,
okay.
Indiana. But Beech Grove is just a little south of downtown Indianapolis.
Sure.
And I always feel a little bad because for our wonderful Southern folks, that it's a little more challenging to come to, but this was based on the Archbishop's availability and his travel time. But yeah, so it's at Beech Grove, in Indiana, Holy Name Parish. They have a lovely parish there. So yeah, we're real excited about that.
So again, give us the date again.
Sure. And it's
what it's for again.
Yeah, August 25th. It is from 9 to 2:30. Mass is at 8:15 for those who would like to come a little early. Father Bob Robeson will be offering Mass. It is for anyone who would like to do ministry within their church more effectively, would like to get more involved, but they're just not sure what steps to take. Anyone who's just interested in how do I love my neighbor more and how can I do it effectively, because there's also the whole philosophy of charity that can hurt too. Mm-hmm. And so we'll kind of be talking about that a little bit too. So
what kind of an impact has being involved with Catholic Charities had on your faith life?
Oh, it's opened so many different doors for me. And it is, it's helped me have a stronger faith. It's taken away a lot of the preconceived notions that I had about certain things. And it made me see humanity a lot more, whereas before they were just something I read about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made me realize how many people who bring things to the table that maybe I just in the past dismissed it. And so it's, of all the word I could think of when I think about my faith walk with Catholic Charities and my work is humbling. It's been very humbling, sometimes wonderfully humbling and sometimes very painfully humbling. So,
well, if you could give your webpage one more time.
And quickly the date and time and place again.
Sure.
Of the event.
So the webpage is archindy.org/social concerns. You can find more information there. The registration site is archindy.org/parish social ministry gathering. It's August 25th at Holy Name Parish in Beech Grove, Indiana, from 9 to 2:30. $15 just to cover lunch.
My guest today has been Teresa Chambly. She is the Director of Social Concerns for Catholic Charities for Archindy, and she's been talking about parish social ministry. Thanks so much for being my guest today, Teresa.
Thank you.
God bless you in your work, and
you
I hope
too.
I wish you a lot of success in this new venture.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.